Hello, my name is Elder Price, and I would like to share with you the most amazing book.
Hello, my name is Elder Grant. It's a book about America a long, long time ago.
It has so many awesome parts, you simply won't believe how much this book can change your life.
Hello, my name is Elder Green. I would like to share with you this book of Jesus Christ. Hello, my name is Elder Young.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. After opening on Broadway a year ago, the smash hit show The Book of Mormon has broken box office records and won 9 Tony Awards, including Best Musical. This year, The Book of Mormon has opened productions in Chicago and London and launched a national tour that hit the Benedum Center in Pittsburgh on Tuesday and continues on a 2-week run. Good luck finding a ticket. The Book of Mormon, from South Park creators Trey Parker and Matt Stone, is a musical comedy about young Mormon missionaries in Uganda and the hostility they encounter. Last night's show brought a torrent of laughter and a standing ovation from a sold-out theater, due in large part to a great cast led by our next guest, Welsh actor Mark Evans, who plays the lead role of Elder Price. Mark Evans, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
What an introduction. Thank you very much.
Well, this script has a lot of profanity and jokes that some might describe as vulgar or off color. What was your reaction when you first read it?
Great. We all love a bit of vulgarity. It is indeed exactly what you just described it as, but I think the fact that all of that is in there teamed together with a lot of truth and heart, I think there's a real purpose for the show. It's not just being, you know, crass for being crass's sake, and, you know, it's not just being controversial for controversial sake. It's actually doing it to add comedy to an actually very, very good story with a good moral at the end.
And the story does have a lot of heart. Describe the heart that is in this show.
Well, I mean, the story, for those who haven't seen it or are unfortunately not going to get a ticket to see it, is basically I play Elder Price, who is, you know, described in the show as the best, most deserving elder the training center has ever seen. He's perfection as far as everyone is concerned in the religion. And he's about to go on his 2-year mission, and he's desperate to go to Uganda. He's desperate to go to Orlando, Florida, which is where he's been dreaming of. And he goes to Uganda, teamed together with Elder Cunningham, who is the complete opposite of him. He's this short, overweight, compulsive liar who kind of is socially inept. So it's a great partnership for comedy as far as the comedy is concerned. And he goes to Uganda, and Elder Price is still trying to turn this place that is ridden with, you know, war, poverty, famine, and AIDS, still tries to make it into the perfect Orlando paradise if he can, and, you know, still convert those people to Mormonism. And Elder Cunningham, in his own way, ends up, you know, coming up trumps and, without even realizing it, creates a much happier environment there for them. And you kind of need the moral of the story is no matter what you believe, as long as you kind of find happiness in whatever you do believe personally, well, then do that.
Well said. The Book of Mormon is very funny. And when you started doing this, did you have trouble keeping from laughing on stage during rehearsals?
Still do.
Do you?
No. Well, when you're working with someone like Christopher John O'Neill, who I work opposite him, he's a cheeky little chappy.
The odd couple.
The person who
puts the odd in the odd couple.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's that whole thing. The great thing about the comedy of this is, as I said, it's all done with sincerity. Everything that is said in the script is a fact. You know, everything that the Mormons believe in, everything that is said in the script is what they believe in. Everything that they're talking about that's going on in Uganda, you know, all the AIDS and that sort of stuff, it is actually happening in Uganda. And so you deliver it with sincerity and truth, and that's why it is so funny, because you see these people actually living in these moments as opposed to, look, I'm being funny.
Well, were you worried about how some people would react to this? Because some people have gotten offended, and there have been instances where people have walked out, although I did not see any of that last night. But did you have some concerns?
I think personally, as the actors on stage, we can't take that responsibility on. I think that's all down to the writers. That's their doing. I think as long as you go to see this show with an open mind, you shouldn't get offended. There might be a few things that actually make you kind of, you know, make you stand up a little bit taller in your seat. But I think as long as you go there with an open mind, you will be thoroughly entertained, which is what the show's main priority is. The reason that the vulgarity is in there and the controversial side of it is just to be very different, and that's where the humor comes from. And the fact that, you know, the Book of Mormon is so such a pure religion. It's so, you know, everything about it is good and it's innocent. So to see all the profanity around it, that's why it's kind of so uncomfortable. And, you know, yeah, certain audience members might feel exactly that, some uncomfort and discomfort. But I think, you know, it's a really, really great experience to kind of see these people having to go through these crazy journeys in front of your eyes.
We're talking with actor Mark Evans, who plays the lead role of Elder Price in The Book of Mormon, which is on at the Benedum Center in Pittsburgh. I'm wondering how you were able to – you're from Wales.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you know about the Mormon culture in Utah?
Nothing. Honestly, nothing. I mean, you know, back at home, our equivalent would be more of the Jehovah's Witness religion. But it's – That's our version of people going door to door to try and convert you into the religion. But it was only recently, actually. I mean, when I was auditioning for the show, I did a lot of, you know, thank God for Wikipedia. I did a lot of research on the show, but also on the religion. And my knowledge of it now is, I would consider, very, very kind of generous. But it was only recently, when we were playing in Rochester, that we went as a company to Palmyra to see where they do the Hill Cumorah pageant, and we met some of the elders there that are on their missions in Rochester. And that was really, really interesting, especially for me, because, you know, getting to chat to these people who are Elder Price and Elder Cunningham in their own ways. You know, they've gone to they're not able to speak to their friends and family only twice a year, and they are on their two-year mission, and they have to go through all the different things that, you know, we're talking about in the play. And all of a sudden it became a lot more real to me. You know, the way that we portray the characters in the show is very, very heightened for the comedy's sake. But to see these people who are actually, you know, so, I would describe them as just being so serene and content and happy in their own worlds, and it kind of all of a sudden added such a real purpose to everything that I've done on stage since then. It's kind of, it really changed my performance, and I was so glad that I actually got to meet these people.
What do they think of what you're doing?
Well, there's three ads in the playbill.
They're
advertising the Book of Mormon. I think, again, like, they've taken it in a really good way. A couple of cities ago, I walked out to do the opening number, which is Hello, which is where the elders are at the missionary training center, kind of practicing how to go from door to door to, you know, kind of spread the word about Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And I saw a Mormon family, sitting on the front row right in front of me, dressed exactly the same as I was on stage. And, you know, I thought, oh no, this could go really badly. They could walk out. But do you know what? They were the first on their feet at the end of the show. They really, really embraced it. And I think, you know, yes, it makes fun of Mormonism, but not in a nasty way. It makes fun of everything. It makes fun of religion in general. It makes fun of, you know, different races, black people, white people, Chinese people. It makes fun of Americans. It makes, like, that everything in there. There is nothing really that isn't kind of said in jest about something. And so I think if you go with an open mind, if a Mormon family can do it, anybody can do it. And it was, you know, really, really touching for us to kind of go, okay, they really got on board with the show, and they were the first to give us a standing ovation at the end.
How did you master the American accent and also learn how to embody that sunny Mormon attitude, that sunny
disposition? The accent wasn't really the hard thing, because especially when you're surrounded by Americans who are like, you're doing it wrong. But, you know, I've done numerous shows in the West End in London, and a lot of the work that I've done has always had to be with an American accent, because it was American musicals. The difficult thing was finding that high energy, sunny, bright, happy Mormon. And, you know, Trey Parker worked with us on that, and Casey Nicolo, who's the co-director. And they know exactly what they want, and it's kind of a caricature of yourself. And I've always kind of striven to get as much of a natural portrayal of whatever character I'm doing, and so to kind of really break the boundaries with that was tough for me. But, you know, as soon as it's difficult in rehearsals because you don't get the reaction, but as soon as you get out in front of the audience, you really trust that it works, and it really does.
You really have to be a multi-talented individual in this show, because you're not just performing comedic acting, but you're singing. And you're dancing, and not just, you know, steps, but full-on big choreographed dance numbers. Mm. Describe the work that went into getting ready to go out there and do this.
It's been a long old process, to be honest. I did a lot of auditions in London when they were over casting for the London production, and then they flew me over to New York to watch the show and did some workshops there with the writers and the producers. And then, yeah, I eventually was asked to come over here and do the tour, and then it was a rehearsal process in San Francisco where Chris, who I play opposite, he and I opened 3 months ago. And it kind of really took a long time to actually get the stamina to being able to do it, because it's difficult. You need to be an experienced professional to be able to actually deal with this. You know, we do 5 shows on a weekend, one Friday night, 2 Saturday and 2 Sunday. And so the vocal demand is insane. I mean, I sing about 9 big numbers every show, I think, but it's not even that. It's all the shouting, all the talking. They're never off stage. For the first 50 minutes, we don't actually leave the stage apart from literally running from one wing to another one time. And so, yeah, it's crazy, but it's also a really, really great way to stay in character, because I've done shows in the past where I kind of go on and do 10 minutes and then I go off for half an hour and I come back on, and trying to stay in character after, you know, been chatting in the wings is really difficult. This show, from the moment that I start it with the word hello, it doesn't stop until the very end when I'm a sweaty mess taking my bow to hopefully a very, very appreciative audience.
I was reading a quote from Trey Parker. He said, "There's nothing more perfect in the universe to me than a good musical. And a bad musical makes you want to kill yourself. A good musical is to me so much more moving and powerful than a great movie or a great book or anything." Does that pretty much sum it up?
Exactly that. And, you know, I don't think that's him trying to persuade people to come and see the show. They genuinely are lovers of musical theatre. They stay true to the form. You know, the way that they write stories, the way that they write the music is to enhance the story. It's not like, oh, God, we haven't had a song in a couple of minutes. Let's whack one in. You know, it's almost as if all the music is in there. If you were to listen to the cast recording, you'd kind of get a good idea of what the show is about, because there's such storytelling and narrative songs. I think they probably wrote the songs first and then wrote a funny little scene to link one to the next and to keep the pace and the slickness of it in there. And yeah, they are genius musical. If you think of all the stuff that they're doing in South Park, yeah, they do a lot of musical numbers in that, but they are TV writers, really. So to actually write this first huge thing for the stage, it is seriously impressive. And, you know, deservedly got 9 Tony Awards. You know, I actually think it's one of the best things that I've ever seen, let alone been involved with. I feel very, very grateful to be a part of it.
Mark Evans plays the lead role of Elder Price in the Book of Mormon, which is on stage at the Benenum Theater in Pittsburgh and continues for the next couple of weeks. Thank you so much for being with us on Essential
Pittsburgh.
Thank
you very much. Pleasure to meet you.